Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate, of course, what for us Franciscans is a solemnity, the solemnity of St. Francis of Assisi. And I think one could argue that St. Francis is the greatest saint in the history of the Church. I think it's arguable, based on the revelation given to St. Mary Magdalene, when our Lord appeared to her as part of the revelations of his Sacred Heart and said, "Behold, the saint who is closest to my Sacred Heart, dearest to my Sacred Heart," and appeared there was St. Francis of Assisi. And again, this is significant because St. Margaret Mary Alacoque was not a poor Claire, was not a Franciscan. She was a Byzantine sister. And so St. Francis is dearest to our Lord's Sacred Heart. There's also the tradition that St. Francis has taken the throne of Lucifer. Lucifer, who was the highest among the angels, after his rebellion was cast down from heaven, and St. Francis has now taken his spot. Lucifer, falling because of his pride and his unwillingness to serve God, and St. Francis exalted because of his humility and his perfect service of his Lord. Indeed, St. Francis is like no other saint in the history of the Church. In fact, the friars at the time of St. Francis used to describe him as a man from another world. He was totally unique. And this was the spirit that our Lord had given to him, a unique heart made particularly for this saint of the 13th century. He loved God with his entire being. In fact, his love for God, his burning love for God, and for this reason he's also called the Seraphic Father, the Seraphic Saint, caused him to break out into song at one moment, singing sometimes not in his native tongue, but singing in French, and also pretending to play the violin on his shoulder with a pair of sticks, and then the very next moment, then breaking into tears, considering the passion and death of our Lord. St. Francis, filled with great emotion and great affection for his God and Savior. St. Francis, because of his love for God, spent 9 months of the year in solitude, in a hermitage, alone praying and simply loving God. And because of his love for neighbor, he would then go out the other 3 months to preach, to try and win over the conversion of those who heard his words. St. Francis preached penance, simply preached penance, and gave an example of penance as well by his own poor life. So, of course, the Church, in canonizing the saints, wants to present to all of the faithful an example of life and wisdom in the words of the saints, so that we might have a model to follow in their words, of course, to learn and to put into practice. And so the same thing with St. Francis of Assisi. We have a perfect model to imitate in his love for God. And of course, very few of us can spend 9 months of the year in solitude and prayer, but nevertheless, it's a lesson for us to step away from the world from time to time and absorb ourselves in prayer and meditation, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, silence and solitude. As well, we can also take to heart St. Francis's exhortation to the faithful, his preaching of penance, that we too, in order to be true Christians, must live a penitential life, to be detached from the things of this world, to not get caught up in the materialism and consumerism which is so popular and widespread in our day and age. And so today we implore the intercession of Saint Francis on our Franciscan community and on all of the faithful who come here to the friary, that we can grow in love for God and also for our neighbor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.